The speech came just days after a planned national protest that was quashed as the government shut down urban centers, citing a surge in COVID-19 cases. And leading opponents were allegedly abducted. Mnangagwa detailed the series of challenges his government has encountered, citing instigators inside and outside the country and forces of nature.
My administration has faced many hurdles and attacks since its inauguration. These included the divisive politics of some opposition elements, the illegal economic sanctions, cyclones, droughts, and more recently, the deadly COVID-19 pandemic. Added to this is economic aggression, local currency manipulation, and detractors who fear the inevitable imminent success of our reforms.
Mnangagwa said his government will still persevere.
We will overcome. We will defeat the attack and stop the bleeding of our economy. We will overcome attempts at destabilization of our society by a few rogue Zimbabweans acting in league with foreign detractors.
The president called for peace, love, unity, hard work, transparency, and patriotism against the dark forces that have been sowing divisions between citizens. Political analyst Rashid Mukundu says the president's address is worrying.
The dissonance in Emmerson Mnangagwa's message is quite astounding. In one moment, he talks of terrorists, talking of crushing his opponents, and then the next moment, he's talking of love and unity. So it appears that he is a man who is contradicting himself. As a national leader, you don't come out on national television to threaten citizens.
Mukundu says such threats give credence to worrying reports of gross human rights violations in Zimbabwe. Critics worry that today's speech suggests a further escalation of the ongoing crackdown on human rights and political activists. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zinawashe from Harare.